Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem sees clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Iran has booby-trapped entrances and collapsed tunnels leading to its enriched uranium cache. This follows news of a potential deal with the U.S. on uranium relinquishment. Also, the Times of Israel says earlier today that UNRWA has fired 70 Gaza staffers amid Israeli accusations of Hamas infiltration. A pro-Israel watchdog supports the move but criticizes UNRWA for not openly acknowledging the links. Also this hour, JNS informs us that CENTCOM reports Iran launched drones at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz just minutes ago. All threats were neutralized and the waterway remains open. Separately, Axios reported earlier this week that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could jeopardize ongoing negotiations and potentially reignite the conflict. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares insights from earlier this week on the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. The institution reveals that daily anti-Semitic abuse is heavily impacting its staff and operations. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Iran has stated a peace deal with the U.S. will not be signed this Sunday. Pakistan claims a framework exists after 3 months of war, but Iran notes hesitations remain. Honest Reporting, a media analysis organization, shared earlier today that 10 UNRWA employees were connected to Hamas or the October 7 massacre. They underscore the role of public figures in contributing millions to the cause. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of a think tank, remarked earlier today that American leaders have repeatedly failed in securing deals with Iran's regime. He suggests a greater focus on supporting Iranian citizens fighting for freedom. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's actions. According to the Jerusalem Post, Iran is taking measures to safeguard its nuclear materials. This follows discussions of a looming agreement with the U.S. that would see Iran relinquish its enriched uranium. The implications could be far-reaching, affecting regional stability and nuclear diplomacy. Turning to the UNRWA firings in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports this development comes amid allegations of Hamas influence within the agency. The decision highlights the complex dynamics of aid and politics in the region. For residents, it raises questions about the future of aid and employment. Meanwhile, the drone incident in the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by JNS, underscores ongoing tensions between Iran and global maritime interests. CENTCOM's successful interception keeps a critical trade route open, underscoring the perpetual risks to international shipping in the area. In a related development, Axios notes Iran's missile launch at Israel earlier this week. This action disrupts the fragile ceasefire and threatens to derail diplomatic negotiations. For citizens, it means renewed concerns about safety and conflict escalation. Finally, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum's experience, covered by the Australian Jewish News, sheds light on the global rise in antisemitism. The toll on staff and operations is a stark reminder of the challenges faced by Jewish communities worldwide. This impacts community morale and historical education efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports from earlier this week that Israeli startup Upriver has raised $14 million. The funding aims to automate enterprise data engineering for AI, potentially accelerating project timelines. Separately, CTEC highlights a new dilemma for shipping companies regarding what qualifies as Israeli. The Houthis' unclear criteria are complicating global carriers' legal and financial decisions. And finally, Walla Business shares insights from earlier this week that a Google DeepMind economist warns against premature layoffs. Despite industry fears, there's no conclusive evidence that AI advancements justify a wave of job cuts in high-tech sectors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.